This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections. Voting will be held for 40 assembly segments on Tuesday. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu tomorrow. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Ramgarh and Chum sector today, while party leader Priyanka Gandhi will also address rallies tomorrow. The National Investigation Agency NIA today launched searches at multiple locations in the Rajouri and Riasi districts of Jammu Division as part of its investigation into the deadly terror attack on a bus in June this year. The bus was carrying pilgrims returning from Shivkori Temple in Riasi district when it was attacked by terrorists. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that multiple NIA teams have been conducting searches since this morning. Justice Sriram Kalapathi Rajendran was sworn in as the Chief Justice of the Madras High Court today. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi administered the oath at a ceremony held at Raj Bhavan, Guindy. More than 80 crore seedlings have been planted so far across the country under the mega plantation drive Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. With this, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change successfully met its ambitious goal of planting 80 crore seedlings. According to the ministry, the target was achieved on the 25th of this month, 5 days before the deadline. The ministry attributed the success to the collaborative efforts of government agencies, local communities and various stakeholders. The campaign was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 5th June this year on World Environment Day in New Delhi. India has condemned the act of vandalism at BAPS Sri Swaminarayan Mandir at Sacramento in California. The incident took place on the 24th of this month. The Consulate General of India in San Francisco has taken up the matter with local authorities to take immediate action against those responsible. World Tourism Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on the 27th of September every year, highlighting the role of tourism in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is Tourism and Peace. The 21st Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA India Region Zone 3, began at Aizawl in Mizoram today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is attending the two-day conference. The annual conference brings together legislative leaders, policymakers, and stakeholders from across the nation. It aims to foster collaboration, exchange best practices, and address pressing legislative challenges. Liberal Democratic Party leader Shigeru Ishiba is set to become Japan's next prime minister after winning his party's leadership contest in a crowded race. Mr. Ishiba emerged victorious in the runoff against hardline nationalist Sanae Takaichi, earning 215 votes compared to Mr. Takaichi's 194. This was one of the most unpredictable leadership elections in decades, with a record 9 candidates vying for the position. Mr. Ishiba will assume office as the next Prime Minister once Parliament convenes in October. The push to replace current Prime Minister Fumio Kishida began in August, following his announcement to step down amid a series of scandals that drove the LDP's approval ratings to record lows. In the U.S., one person has been killed after the fast-moving Hurricane Helene made landfall in northwestern Florida as a powerful Category 4 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center called Helene an extremely dangerous and life-threatening storm and urged people to stay sheltered. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power and roads have been flooded in some areas, with states of emergency declared in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia and Alabama. In cricket, Bangladesh was 74-2 at lunch on day one of the second and final test match between India and Bangladesh in Kanpur. For India, Akash Deep took both wickets. For the visitors, Mominul Haq was at the crease with 17 runs, while skipper Najmul Hussain Shanto was batting on 28. And with that, we end this news bulletin.